This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 10th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in New Delhi. The meeting is being attended by several state chief ministers and lieutenant governors of union territories, union ministers and the vice chairman, members and the CEO of Niti Aayog. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu, Himachal Pradesh Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu, Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav and Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnu Deo Sai are among those who are attending the meeting. The Governing Council meeting is discussing the approach on this year's theme, Viksit Rajya for Viksit Bharat at 2047. Board of Directors of Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has approved a record transfer of over 2.68 lakh crore rupees as surplus to central government for the financial year 2024-25. The decision was taken during a board meeting chaired by RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra in Mumbai. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has expressed gratitude over Germany's support to India's fight against terrorism and its right to defend itself. Addressing an interaction at the German Council on Foreign Relations in Berlin, Dr. Jayashankar reiterated that India has the right to defend itself, its people, and secure the country, something much of the world will agree, including Germany.
What we were responding to was terrorism. And when we respond to such an attack, there was a lot of international understanding. It was very, to me, it was telling that the UN Security Council, 3 days after the attack, and that is exactly what we did on the 7th of May. We targeted terrorist headquarters and terrorist centers. And our campaign is against terrorists. Now, the terrorists in this case happen to be located in the country next door, because that country next door has for many, many years used terrorism as a kind of a tool.
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri briefed the members of the four multi-party delegations as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor. Mr. Misri briefed delegations led by Congress leader Shashi Tharoor, BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad, NCP SP leader Supriya Sule and BJP leader Bijayant Panda. After the briefing yesterday, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor said, India is going to communicate to all external interlocutors about the horrendous terrorism to which India has been subjected to since 1989 from across the border. New Delhi has strongly criticized Islamabad at the United Nations Security Council, saying India has experienced decades of Pakistani-sponsored terrorist attacks across the borders. The comments came from India's permanent representative to the UN, Ambassador Parvat Naini Harish, during an open debate on protecting civilians during armed conflicts. India has extended NOTAM for Pakistan flights till the 23rd of next month. According to the Ministry of Civil Aviation, Indian airspace is not approved for aircraft registered in Pakistan and operated, owned and leased by Pakistani airlines, including military aircraft. Southwest monsoon has set in over Kerala today against usual date of 1st of June. India Meteorological Department has said this is the earliest date of monsoon onset over Kerala after the year 2009. Meanwhile, the Met Department has predicted widespread rain in the state for the next 6 days. Red alert has been issued in Kannur and Kasargod districts today. As rain continues in Kerala, orange alert has been issued in 9 districts today. As very heavy rain is expected to continue, red alert has been issued in 5 northern districts for tomorrow. Russia and Ukraine released 390 prisoners each, which is seen to be the biggest prisoner swap of the war so far. Both the countries are expected to free more prisoners in the coming days as per agreement in the recent direct talks between the two countries in Istanbul. In badminton, ace Indian shuttler Kidambi Srikanth has entered into the men's singles final of the Malaysia Masters tournament. Srikanth defeated Yushi Tanaka of Japan 21-18, 24-22 in the semi-final of the Malaysia Masters tournament this morning. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings will take on Delhi Capitals in Jaipur. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. The match holds no bearing on the playoff race as both teams have already been eliminated from contention. And that is the end of this news bulletin.